From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government is lifting restrictions on settlement construction in East Jerusalem, and municipal authorities approved the building of hundreds of new homes, but the government postponed the annexation of a West Bank settlement. Mr. Netanyahu also spoke by telephone with the new U.S. President Donald Trump, who invited him to the White House in February. Two spoke, we understand, about Iranian threats, Syria, and the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Syria's warring factions are in the capital of Kazakhstan for a ceasefire talk. It's happening today, hosted by Russia, Turkey, Iran. Northeastern University analyst Yasser Munif tells VOA disagreements are emerging between Moscow and Damascus.
There is no need to make any concessions to the opposition, and that the infighting should go on and they should take over major regions around the Damascus area and in the south and the north. And the Russian want to move from playing a major role in the conflict and backing the Syrian regime to a position of being a host and a neutral power hosting the meeting and possibly a new agreement.
It is unclear whether the rebels and the Syrian government will meet face-to-face, or if they have, which are aimed primarily at shoring up a nearly month-long ceasefire arranged by Russia and Turkey. The level of success of the talks could revive the UN-sponsored political talks in Geneva. West African troops moved into the Gambian capital to secure President Adama Barrow's arrival from neighboring Senegal just hours after the former president, Yahya Jammeh, left the country. No word right now when Barrow will be returning to Banjul. This is VOA News. President Trump is due to meet with the House of Representatives Speaker Paul Ryan today and sign a number of executive orders as his administration begins its first full week of work. White House did not elaborate on what issues would be the subject of the executive orders. They also announced on January 31st, Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto will be at the White House. During a staff swearing-in ceremony, Mr. Trump said immigration and the North American Free Trade Agreement will be on the agenda of those talks. He also offered help to the people of the U.S. state of Georgia, where a severe storm system spun off apparent tornadoes, scattering destruction while claiming at least 18 lives.
I just spoke with Governor Nathan Deal of Georgia. Great state, great people. Florida affected, Alabama affected by the tornadoes, and just expressed our sincere condolences for the lives taken. Tornadoes were vicious and powerful and strong, and they suffered greatly. So we'll be helping out the state of Georgia.
Across the U.S. and the state of California, the 30 most powerful in a series of storms pounded the southern part of the state, causing heavy flooding and raising concerns about damaging mudslides. California normally deals with droughts, and even winter rain is common, but not to this extent. After Sunday voting in France, the center-leaning Manuel Valls will face the more liberal Benoît Hamon in a runoff on January 29th. That is when left-leaning voters will choose their candidate to confront conservative and nationalist rivals in the presidential election. Hamon won more than 30% of the vote, 36% that is, to Valls 31%.
Une nouvelle campagne commence dès ce soir.
Valls said the primary was open, nothing was tied, anything was possible, and for the second round of the primary, he says, nothing is set in stone. With Europe shifting to the right politically and the deeply unpopular current president François Hollande ruling himself out, the competition is expected to be tough for the socialist nominee in the race in the April-May presidential election. Biggest issues are European Union membership, immigration, and the economy. Venezuelan officials may face U.S. sanctions for profiting from food shortages that have contributed to hunger in the country. Calls for possible sanctions by U.S. lawmakers come in response to an Associated Press investigation that found trafficking in the hard-to-find food has become big business in Venezuela, with the military at the heart of the graft. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.